Blog Talk Radio.
You never knew you were there. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you were lost. But I heard his voice say, here's a place. It is not your fault. Failure. It is not your fault. It is not your fault.
Portion. Our portion is predicated on the word of God and not on what man has said. Our portion is what the word of God say that our portion is. Hallelujah. So when you go to ask for your portion, know that you have a good portion to receive. Hallelujah. Sickness is not your portion. The law is not your portion. Disease is not your portion. You have a different portion. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we truly are happy to have each and every one of you all for the broadcast today. We're going to be having a word of prayer, and we'll start with praying for well, first of all, let me start thanking God. Lord have mercy. I'm so excited, brothers and sisters, about this word today. But I thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, first of all. I thank you for allowing us to know that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. I thank you, Father God, for you allowing us to know that you are what the word say you are. And I thank you. I praise you for it. I thank you, Father God, for everything that your word of God say that we have in you. I thank you because your word, the word says that you are Jehovah Nissa. You're the Lord. You are our banter. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Father God, that Psalm 21:3 says you are our shepherd. You are Jehovah Raha. You are our shepherd. I thank you for it. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the Lord of my healer, which is Jehovah Rapha. I thank you. I just thank you, Father God, for you being who you are in Christ. I decree and declare, Father God, that your word is greater than what the world tried to make it be. I decree and declare, Father God, that your word is everything that it says it is. And with that being said, we thank you for the word, for the provision that the word gives us. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that you are the kind of God that have left us a good inheritance, which is in the word of God, because we are your children. I thank you, Father God, that your word has said that by your stripes we're healed. I thank you for your healing for Evangelist Roper. And I thank you for that report. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for a quick recovery for Brother Michael. I thank you for it. Then I thank you, Heavenly Father, for you're helping and rebuilding Sister Sharon's strength in you. I thank you for it. Then I thank you, Father God, that your word says whatever things we desire when we pray is to believe that you receive them and we shall have them. So I thank you, Father God, for traveling mercy and traveling grace for Pastor Bell, who's on the road, and she asked for prayer, and she advised us that she's on the road, so we continue to ask that angels be placed around her and the vehicle and the people with her. I thank you for it. I thank you because if I ask you, you will grant it. I thank you, Father God, for the healing spirit that's in the world, for those that will receive it. I thank you for it. Thank you, Father God, for this broadcast. Thank you, Father God, for this subject this week. Well, brothers and sisters, we're talking about the right path, true and living way. This true and living way is all predicated on what the Word of God says. The Word of God says this, that there is a new and living way. And not just, that doesn't just mean that we're leaving out of one situation into another. No. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is a reality, and that must become a truth to you. That must become your truth. That has to become your truth. And then we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about some facts. Hallelujah. That'll be one thing we'll talk about. We'll talk about some facts. We'll talk about in whom we have, what we have in Christ. We may even talk a little bit about the light that we have, that we are not letting it shine. You know, a long time ago, they used to sing this song, I'm going to let my little light shine. Brothers and sisters, we need to start doing that. Whatever light you have, let it shine. We're also going to talk about some facts. There's vital, some vital facts. So we're going to talk about that. And all this has to do with the true and living way, the right path. The true and living way, the right path. Not sure how it's going to, how the Lord's going to deal with us with this, but we also want to talk about limiting God in us. We have to stop limiting God in us. Because when we come to realize, listen, brothers and sisters, it has long been out that God wants us like him. It just hadn't come to your mindset yet. God truly, in spite of what the enemy say, God wants us like him. So hopefully this week we're going to talk about the limitation of Jesus in our lives. A lot of times we limit because we don't realize Satan is defeated. Satan, just like a roaring lion, he makes a lot of noise, but he ain't got no bite. He want to scare you into believing, well, you know, God don't want you to have this and God don't want you to have that. That's Satan tricks. He's up to his old tricks again. So, but we're going to dispel that today, sometime this week, hopefully. So let's begin with two of our foundational scriptures. Let's see. The one scripture we want to use, we want to go to Proverbs. Hallelujah. I want to say Proverbs 19. Well, you know, first, let's go to Proverbs 12. Let's go to Proverbs 12 and 28. And y'all kind of bear along with me today. Proverbs 12 and verse 28 will be one of our foundational scriptures this week. It says, in the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof, there is no death. I'm going to say that again. In the way of righteousness, there is life, and in the pathway thereof is no death. So, God, so a good man, the Bible says, and a woman traveling right into life, sin have no part in their eternal life. In other words, everlasting life is on the way of righteousness. Eternal death is not along its path. So those are things that's not along our path. The Bible says over in Hebrews 10, 20, by a new and living way, which have consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And I want to pause there for a moment and tell you, God have always made a way. He have always made a way. When the children of Israel didn't know what to do, God told them, said, march around it seven times. And on the seven times, I want you to shout. God have always made a way. When God told Moses, they was complaining about they didn't have no water, this, that, and the third. God said, just go speak to the rock, Moses, and it'll bring forth water. Moses went up there, and I know y'all know the story about how he smacked the rock and it came forth. God had always provided a way. When Joshua, I could just go down the list. God have always provided a way. So we're going to talk about that this week, because this is that new and living way. And that's the point I want you to know. God have always provided a way. So he has with us. God had provided a way in 2 Corinthians. I might well go there now. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Bible says, our standing with God is on the ground of faith in Jesus Christ. How I know that? Because in 2 Corinthians 5:21, him who knew no sin made to be sin for our behalf or on our behalf. See, so there's a new way now. He's provided a new way. You don't have the excuse, well, I'm sinning. No, there's a new way. This new way, bless God, is in Christ. Our standing with God is on the ground of faith in Jesus Christ. In other words, God laid upon Jesus our iniquity. You got to understand, Jesus was more than just a sin offering. He was actually made sin with our sin. He made unrighteousness with our unrighteousness. As our sin substitute, bearing our sin and bearing us, he went to the place of suffering. After he left his body, he sped there until every claim of justice against us had been satisfied and was our substitute, taking our place for everything, for sin and for our sin. He were to the person to which sinners were sentenced and suffering until everything against us had been met. In other words, the bill had been paid. It was dearer to suffering for humanity. And being dearer to, he could pay the penalty. So when the Supreme Court of the universe declared that God had wrought in Christ was sufficient and that his suffering was adequate and met every demand of justice, he declared that Jesus was justified, or better right, he was made right. To justify is made right. Romans 5:25. Now, with that being said, we have a way to this new path, this new way of life that God has made through Christ. And let me say this too before I really began. Many believers are afraid to say that they are in Christ and are afraid to act as though it is true. Brothers and sisters, that one of the first things you got to come to knowledge of, that the Word of God is true. I don't care what you feel. I don't care what you think. The Word of God is true. The fathers had declared in the Word what we are in Christ. We find believers seeking to obtain what love has already given them. You don't have to continue to search, try to find. It's right there in the Word. So we ought to know what we are and what we have in him. If you don't, let me know. I'll be so glad to send you scriptures to who you are, what you are. We ought to know what we are and what we have in him. First, what we are in Christ, who the Bible says, who have delivered us out of the power of darkness. You got to believe this stuff. And have translated us into his kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Listen, brothers and sisters, I serve notice on you. You are delivered. You have been delivered. Hallelujah. You have to go by what the word of God says you are. That's what you have to go by. I should use this as the first singular for the simple fact that most people don't ever get this as a new believers. You got to know you've been crucified. Remember Galatians? We'll go to that in a moment. But you've been crucified. You've been crucified with Christ. When Christ got crucified, you were in there. You was part of that plan. So we have redemption. So I have redemption. You have redemption. And for the remission of sin. So our redemption from dominated by Satan. And when Christ arose from the dead, you got to see what happened. He presents his own blood before the Supreme Council of the universe. And God accepted it and told Jesus to sit here on my right till I make your enemy become your footstool. That had to become a reality to you. Then he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So when he sat down, Satan had been defeated. See, he couldn't have sat down until Satan had been defeated. You do understand that, don't you? So everything that justice had demanded had been accomplished. Now God has a legal right to give man eternal life, but he had no right to give man eternal life until everything had been made perfect through redemption. Every bill had been paid. So Romans 3:21 through 3:26, in the Holy Spirit exposed of the blessed reality. But now the righteousness of God without the law. And I like to say without the law of sin and death. See, that's all the law brought was sin and death. It has been manifest and being witnessed by the law and the prophet. That's what verse 21 says. So you understand that man's base need was righteousness, the ability to stand in the presence of God without a sense of guilt or inferior. And so declared that God has unveiled a new source of righteousness. See, that's the other thing in this new path. We have righteousness. But it's by faith. Our righteousness is by faith in Jesus Christ. I just told you, God had always provided a way for his children, no matter what it was. And the Bible says faith in Jesus, or acting upon what God has said in regard to his son, being justified freely by his grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. That's not a misprint. Christ Jesus, meaning the Spirit. You do understand he was delivered up on our account, right? We do understand it, right? And he was raised when we were justified. Now, we can understand that we are justified freely by his grace through the redemption God had in Christ, who he was set for to be a substitute on the ground of faith in his blood. I tell you, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ had became our substitute. God did this to show his righteousness because of the promise that had been made year by the high priest of the great day of atonement. God said, I will pay the price. Jesus will become the only atonement we will ever need. So the Bible says, and let me tell you, I think we ought to read Hebrews 9 and 12, because he says, neither by the blood of goats or calves, but by his own blood he entered into once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. And that, how important is that? You have eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sacrifice to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offer himself without a spot to God, purging your conscience from dead works to serve a living God. And I like to say a true and living God. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you are in Christ, you are part of a church without a spot or a wrinkle. When you are in Christ, you have been delivered from those things. Matter of fact, the Bible says the cleansing of the flesh, meaning the senses, he did not cleanse the heart. It did not make man a new creation. Here's what you got to understand. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressor that was under the first testament, called mighty, receive the promise of eternal inheritance. And this new pathway is about eternal life. It's about your eternal life. You can't allow the enemy to steal that from you. In Galatians 2 and 20, I told you I was going to get back to that. We get one of the richest views of Christian ministry that we've ever seen. For us, the Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The Spirit of Christ wants to live in each and every one of us. The heart can hardly take in the reality that is unveiled to us in this scripture, brothers and sisters. If you really think about it, he says, we shared in his crucifixion. Yeah. So on the legal side, we identify with Christ, the identification with Christ. We shared in his incarnation. He became one with us. So that makes us one with him. He gave us his kindly glory, and because one would suffer the loss of humanity, he was one with us in his substitute. He shared with us, he shared with our sins, our infirmity, our disease. The Bible says he took them all. That's what he did. So when you read that, read that as God took that, Christ took that. You don't need that. Christ took it. And if you're standing fast in that, Christ took that, then you don't have that. I wanted to make another point, which we may leave even until tomorrow. I'm going to deal with some facts, and we may just wait till tomorrow to get in that. But the law of life. You have to know that you're living by the law of the Spirit of life, which make you free from the law of sin and death. The law of the new creation, the new covenant, is a perfect, actually, it's contrary to the law of the old covenant. It's different, brother and sister. The first covenant law, called the law of sin and death. The law of the new creation is called the law of the spirit of life. That's where you're at. You're living under the law of spirit. And you got to get this. I mean, I'm going to say this several times this week. But the Bible says the law that we're living under now in Romans 8 is called the law of the spirit of life. And that's that new and living way. The law of spirit of life is the new way that we're living. That's what gives us righteousness. That's what gives us the God kind of righteousness. So hopefully this week we'll cover quite a bit dealing with the new creation, this new living way, this new path, biblically speaking. Not just what man say, but what the word of God say. Meanwhile, thank you all for joining, and stay blessed.